Hello, Queen and Haiti.
Hi, Sean. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing okay. I'm glad you called me.
Yeah, you asked me to.
Yeah, I need to cancel services with you guys.
Oh, no. What happened?
So let me ask you this. What exactly are you doing for me right now?
Well, there's a lot of different things that we've been doing for you. Have you looked in your client dashboard?
Nope.
Okay. Well, if you were to log into your client dashboard, which I can resend you the login for that, you've had quite a few different profile actions, calls directly to you, visits to the website, a lot of different options on Facebook that have happened. We have the Google Ads going for you. So you're able to see all of the insights as well as the actual calls and leads that have come into you. So there is quite a bit that's happened for you within the account that we've created and have been managing. I'm going to send
So you running Facebook ads for me?
We are. Mm-hmm.
So how much is that?
Well, we were. We haven't ran them in a little while. We ran them for a couple of months, and then you moved over to Google Ads. So when you first signed up with us, you signed up with us at a $299 package. And $100 of that was going directly to the Facebook ads. And then a couple of months in, you chose to take that off and you switched to Google ads. And the Facebook ads, those are very profitable because what they do is they actually run at about 5 to 20 cents per click, so it's very, very affordable, and it gives you a lot of exposure from Facebook. But when you upgraded to the Google ads, you got a second position on the first page of Google, which what that does is that gives you Google's pay-per-click. Now, when I sold you those ads, Sean, my very first suggestion to you and my first suggestion to every client in your position will always be the Google guarantee because it's the best qualified leads. And I know at that time you weren't able to get the Google guarantee going for whatever reason, but the reason that I always suggest that first and why it's the strongest package that anybody has on Google is because it's Google's own pay-per-qualified lead program. So it's not just clicks, it's not just website visits, it's not just phone calls. It's people who actually need your services, and you only pay if the lead is considered qualified. So the call itself has to meet certain criteria in order for it to be qualified and in order for your budget to even be charged.
So what's it going to cost me per lead?
So your cost per qualified lead is, let me see here, your zip code 78217. Here, let me take a look. I have you, it's at $50.67. So the upfront cost normally on this package is, like $500. I had your application fee down to one-time $250 cost, and then that takes anywhere from 30 to 45 days to get completely approved on the Google guarantee. And then once your Google guarantee approved, what happens is they call for the activation budget. The activation budget is basically a 13 lead budget, and it's going to work as like an escrow account. So the calls will be deducted from that. Your budget is $664 to start with the leads at $50.67 a piece.
Right. And then what am I paying you a month right now?
Right now you have it at $499. So you've got Google Ads and local SEO. If you're not seeing the results that you want to from the Google Ads, my suggestion would be we can take the Google Ads off completely, the $300. We do the Google Guarantee application. Okay, so your regular billing is only at $199 a month to keep the local SEO going while we get the Google guarantee going. And then once your Google guarantee is going, Sean, you can literally operate directly only off that. Like, you don't even have to keep the local SEO going if you don't want to. But it does help support it. I have a lot of clients who choose to do it both ways. It just kind of depends on how much you're getting from the local. With you being in San Antonio, what it's going to do to have the Google guarantee in addition to the local SEO is it's going to give you that boost, that push that you're looking for, because you're in a more densely populated area. So in order for you to be more relevant, you have to have a better spot. And what that does is gives you the top spot at the very top of the page in the guaranteed section. That's, you remember us talking about Google Guarantee a few times, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been Google Guaranteed before.
You have with Miller Cooling?
Yes.
Really? You have a CID yeah. for it?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, a CID is the 10-digit code that goes to get the... it's a code that is for the Google Guarantee ad. So you've been through the background check and all of those things?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. We would need access to that if you want us to take it over for you. Did you set that up for yourself or did somebody do it for you?
No, I was using a different marketing company when they did that.
Okay. Wait a second here. I believe that we already called to have Google disable that other one. Yes. Okay. I see that here. Because you disclosed that to me before. And you were waiting, let's see here. Okay, waiting on the funds for the Google Guarantee application. Okay. All right. Yeah. So
okay,
it's really up to you what it is that you want to do. I see here you did talk with our agent. I'm sorry, did I cut you off? I didn't mean to.
No, you're good. So what I'm questioning is that when's the last time you did Facebook ads for me?
Let's see here.
It's been a month back, 2 months back. There would be no reason for Facebook to be charging me money to run ads if you weren't doing it, right?
Correct. Yeah, on 5/7 is the last time that it billed. Let's see here. 5/7 date, due date 6/7. So at the beginning of June is the last time we charged for Facebook ads. It looks like you just cut the Facebook ads off in the last conversation that you had yesterday.
So what were they spending per day on Facebook ads?
Per day? I can have them pull the numbers on the per day. Usually, I mean, $100 of the budget's going towards that. It's usually set to, like, I don't know, $5 a day max.
It wouldn't be $150 a day or anything like that, right?
No. Oh, Lord, no. You only have $100 going towards it. And we get the best cost per click anyway, so no.
Okay. Pause my account for right now. I got to work some things out.
Okay.
I've got somebody else that was doing some Facebook stuff for me. And I was trying to figure out where these charges were coming from.
Okay. That explains it then. Okay.
Yeah, so touch base back with me. You're going to get back with me. I'll tell you what, next week, I'll be on vacation until, I should be back. I'll tell you what, you want to call me next Thursday morning?
Next Thursday on the 10th, I'll give you a call.
Yep.
So let's take a look at this, though. So when you say pause the account, you were supposed to bill on the 7th. You want me to pause completely so that you don't bill on the 7th,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to sort out and see who's doing what, and I need to get and because so there's been a Facebook campaign that's been running somewhere, and someone's been running ads, and they're charging me anywhere from $30 to $150 a day.
Oh,
so
no.
I need to see where that's coming from. I've already stopped the card, but I'm trying to figure out who was doing it. So
okay.
It was your company and another company. So if you're telling me it wasn't your company, and then the other company's lying to me, and if that's the case, I'm firing them right off the bat. So
yeah, well, there's no way that it was us, and I can send you all the invoices because we don't run Facebook ads off your card. We charge
right.
the entire monthly amount, and then we run them off of our own card, to be quite honest with you,
right.
because we pay Facebook directly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll pause your account. I'll follow up with you next Thursday. You have a beautiful, beautiful holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, Sean?
Thank you. All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.